You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay. Fantastic morning. Just down the street from the Capitol and State Street.
Looking kind of cloudy out there right now, 32 degrees, highs close to 50. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot in just a little while here, about 10, 15 minutes. And right now we welcome in Savannah Tomei Olson to the morning show. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Great to have you with us. We've been looking forward to this. For the last couple of months,
we've been begging management to have you on our show, and they kept saying, no, you won't do it. You won't do it. Nope. Ain't going to happen.
No. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, you put together some great stories, in-depth stories, and that's why we wanted to have on the program, because I know that you've got another one right now, right, about our airport.
Yeah, tell us
that's
about
right.
That.
That's right. Yeah. So if you're somebody who likes to go to Mexico, I'm raising my hand. You can't see me, yep. But I'm raising my hand.
Yeah.
My husband and I got married there. Every time we go, we love it. It seems like the Dane County International or the Dane County Regional Airport could turn into the Dane County International Airport. So it sounds like that's going to be a priority for Dane County Executive Melissa Agard. She's going to try to apply for international designation. So that would require basically some updates to security and to have some customs processes. The big hitch here would be that it requires approval from the federal government. And I don't think anything's working quite the way it used to with the federal government these days.
You're right.
The nice objective way to put it. So there's really no timeline on when that would happen. But they expect the airlines would want to put in flights to Mexico and Canada. Those would be the top two priorities. So anybody who likes to travel and go to those two places currently has to go at least as far as Milwaukee. Mm. They wouldn't have to anymore.
Okay. So the international designation would help that process, get those international flights?
They need that long before airlines can even start to set up international
flights. And it's mostly a security process at this point, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Now, another story that I know that you're working on is the Esquire Supper Club, right? It
closed down immediately. Just boom.
Yeah. Just shut down, shut their doors.
Shocked everybody.
So what's the story on this?
Big talker over the last couple of days. So apparently it was sold last year. And John Kavanaugh was the guy who sold it. He's owned it for decades at that point. He decided it was time to retire, as I think all of us hope to do at some point. And last week, that sign just showed up on the door. I think it surprised a lot of people, especially in that neighborhood. And all it said was due to the unimaginable, which, I mean, being in news, my imagination went running on that one. Like, what could that possibly be? Yeah. Well, there's a new sign on the door. And the new sign on the door says he's coming back out of retirement because he wants it to get it back to where it used to be. And he's going to take it over from the owner who bought it last year. He told one of the TV stations here in town that and some investors pulled out after disagreements with the current owner. But I think he just kind of like put his boots on and was like, okay, fine, I'll do it. That's what it sounded like to me. Especially for something that's been open so long here in Madison.
Right.
Yeah, it's an institution. So,
well, everybody loves supper clubs in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It's a thing we're known for.
Right. So that's good news. Hopefully they'll get it open again soon.
If they could just have a smorgasbord bar, that would be the thing I'd want.
Really?
Yes, I'm from Milwaukee, man. That's all we had around there.
Okay. Good deal. Well, Savannah, thank you so much. Anything else that we should know about for today? Any other big stories out there?
For anybody who takes Metro Transit, they start going to Monona today.
Oh, so that's right.
Something they've been working on for a couple weeks.
Oh, excellent. That's fantastic. What now? Did they get to the bottom of why a bus went into a restaurant the other day?
Yeah. Any news on that?
Yeah. People could get off the bus first, and you know they didn't have to take the bus into it.
It's not a drive-through restaurant,
right?
Yeah. Well, they did. They knew that there was somebody who attacked the driver, and that's what caused that crash.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, I'm checking and I'm looking right here.
Yeah, I don't think they've caught that person yet.
I don't think they've caught that person. Yeah. Nope. I'm looking at the updates from the police department right now, and they have not found that person.
All right. So. All right.
Very good. Well, thank you, Savannah. We will talk to you again tomorrow morning around this time. We appreciate your report. Thanks.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. You too.
That's Savannah Tomei Olson.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Absolutely. All right. 11 minutes past the hour. And this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years. And they take care of it all, lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. And you can see some of their work at the Capitol and also around Hilldale. David J. Frank, the largest landscape contractor in this part of the state. They have offices in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. Check out their excellent website, davidjfrank.com. That's davidjfrank.com. John?
All right, let's get back to what happened on Friday afternoon. Everybody just, everybody's jaw dropped, and people were calling their friends, neighbors, countrymen.
Did you see this? Yeah. Right.
We're worried that something dramatic would happen, and it did. And now we have lost the status as a superpower in the world. You know, everybody looked to us as the beacon of freedom, that we had their backs.
They had to rethink that after that meeting.
Yes, they realized that we have turned our back to the rest of the world at this point. And if we can't get something from somebody, then we don't want to know them. It's kind of the bottom awful line.
But our European allies, let's hope they're still allies, England, France, they've stepped up over the weekend. They had a big meeting, and they welcomed Zelensky over to London. And it seems like they're gonna step up. The European allies.
You haven't heard a lot of talk about how they still like the American people. It's just that the government may be someone that they disagree with. Mm-hmm. I think they realize that the American public also voted this government in, and I don't think they're too happy about America at this point.
By the way, you can give us a call, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or just text us or call us on the Civic Media app. Okay.
All right. A town hall. Yep. Attended by Tom Sousey. I'm not quite sure if that's the exact way to pronounce the name. It is really an oddly spelled name. S-U-O-Z-Z-I.
I think last week you pronounced it Susie.
I'm thinking that
maybe,
might be
maybe that's how you say it.
But I tried something different this time just for the heck of it. One of these days I'll get it right.
Yeah,
right?
You're bound
but,
to.
But he was out in a Trump plus 5 district. Trump won this district by 5 percentage points, okay? So it's a very red area. So he went out there, and this is what Democrats are doing. They're going to the red districts, and they're listening to what now the public is saying to them. And he got a standing ovation. Let's listen to what he said here. This is cut 8.
Listen, everybody's freaking out. Everybody's like, you know, I'm Mr. Like, let's work together. Let's try and find common ground. And what happened in the White House yesterday, I was so pissed off. Yeah.
See, they loved it. Standing ovation.
Get that out of your system.
There you go. It worked.
Okay.
It did. All right. How many times does Zelensky have to say thank you to the U.S.?
Over the years, the last 3 years, he said thank you a number of times. Went to Congress and said thank you. Thank you to Biden.
Well, CNN played clips of Zelensky thanking the United States on multiple occasions after Trump claimed Zelensky was ungrateful. Marco Rubio was on the show on CNN, and he had to listen to it. And let's listen to cut 11.
Okay.
Vice President Vance was criticizing Zelensky for not saying thank you specifically during that meeting, those 40 to 50 minutes that we were in the Oval Office. But certainly, you know very well, Secretary Rubio, your time as a senator here in Washington, that whenever Zelensky has come to Washington before, he has very much expressed that kind of gratitude. Just listen to this.
Thank you for both financial packages you have already provided us.
Really, all my appreciations from my heart, from the heart of Ukrainians, all Ukrainians.
So what can I say to American people in English? My English is poor. To say all my messages and all my thanks to you.
And thank you very much for supporting us, our people.
Thank you, United States. Thank you, America.
Ukraine is grateful to the United States for its overwhelming support.
Do you think you can make the argument that he hasn't said thank you?
Well, I think the vice president said he hadn't said it today. He hadn't heard it today in that meeting. And we were hoping that that meeting would begin by thank you for everything you've done for us. We wouldn't be where we are today without you. We wouldn't even have a chance to negotiate a peace without the help you gave us.
Well, that's obviously something you should really make a point of. Okay, I'll tell you, we got a couple of cuts here, or calls, rather.
Yeah.
We have Joe and Matt on the line. Let's go to Joe first.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good morning, Joe. Go ahead with your call.
Oh, hi. Great show, as always. I wanted to add into the last Friday discussion that you had. Apparently, I don't know if you guys had read this or not, but one of Norway's largest marine fuel companies, okay, so they fuel big boats, big ships, it's called Haltbach Bunkers, said that it will no longer refuel American Navy vessels because of what happened on Friday.
Right.
So they sent out this text, and it starts out, he says, we today have been witness to the biggest, I can't say the word because it's not FCC compliant show ever presented. And it says, it made us sick, short and sweet. As a result, we decided to immediately stop as a fuel provider for American forces in Norway and their ships calling Norwegian ports. No fuel to Americans. We encourage all Europeans to follow our example.
Absolutely. Isn't that great?
Yeah, so here we are just corroding our what we had after 80 years of working very hard to create it. Just it's like pouring, I don't know, acid on your floors and then going, wow, there's a big hole in here.
And I think that has to do with not just military, but every kind of ship, you know, cruise ships, everything.
I would guess so. Yeah. I mean, it basically said, you know, American ships.
Yep.
So no fuel to Americans. So it would have a little bit of a ding, I think, since they have a huge amount of oil in Norway. And in fact, that is the subject of an interesting occupation by Russia. That particular series is called Occupied, and you can watch it streaming. And it's just a nice heads up what might be ahead.
All right,
appreciate
Joe.
Your call, Joe. Thanks. We've got to move along here. We will be back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning in just a moment on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX. Okay.
92.7.
Can we start over? 92.7.
John and Gordy.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the Morning.
All right.
Sam, why did you play?
You shuffled
the deck there.
All of a sudden.
Yes.
You completely
I told you,
threw
anytime you play banjo music, it throws things off.
See, I kind of
like
it.
What's wrong
banjo
with
music?
Banjo music?
Well, what's
Gordon?
Right with it? What did you play it for? Is it there's a reason you play
it? It's entertaining. I like it.
Oh, God.
Threw him off. He hates banjos. I don't know what it is.
Do you think Britney likes banjo music?
I don't know.
Banjo? Well, no, it's not just banjo music.
It's the instrument itself.
It's a banjo in a song.
Okay.
And
what else would you use
nothing
a banjo
wrong.
For?
No, it's not just a banjo, you know, just a solo banjo playing. I know you hate that, right? But this is some kind of problem that you have. I don't know what happened in your
I
life.
I was scarred as a child. I think I got hit with a banjo. fell off a shelf or something when I was 2 or 3 years old.
Get over it, man. Get over it.
Okay, let's move on. Brittany Merlot is joining us now, our WMDX meteorologist. Good morning,
who,
Brittany.
By the way, loves banjo music, too. So.
I don't think so.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It's not my favorite. I wouldn't pick it and play it all the time, but you know, I get you. A little giddy.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. Little old Joe Clark, and I mean, I'm on the way.
Okay.
That's it.
So it's cloudy here in Madison, Brittany, and we're expecting a little bit of rain, I guess, maybe later.
Yeah, so we're looking at a little bit of few sprinkles possible this afternoon and into this evening, some spotty showers overnight and into tomorrow morning. And then it gets really heavy. The rain ramps up tomorrow afternoon and into the evening, where we're looking at around an inch of rainfall, possibly.
Wow.
And then on Wednesday, it wants to flip over to a wintry mix in the morning hours, mixing in with some ice and snow.
What the
and
hell?
Then,
what is this, winter?
Whoa, no.
God, I can't stand this.
Come on.
It's not even winter in my book. It's already meteorological spring, so we could do away with this.
Yes,
but
we could.
It's coming.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably around an inch or so possible of snow on Wednesday. And then the sunshine.
And it'll warm and then it'll melt. Tell me that's going to happen.
Forth.
Yes, it's going to warm and it's going to melt, and you're actually missing the brunt of it, so you get to laugh at everybody in northwest Wisconsin when we get hit with over a half a foot of snow.
Well, we've been doing that
a long time here.
Yeah.
No kidding?
Yeah, we're looking at whiteout, blizzard conditions. We've already got a winter storm watch out, so we're looking at getting hit pretty hard up north.
Wow. Okay. Snowmobile time again.
Boy.
Yeah, I wish. Not sure, but maybe.
Okay.
Now, the weekend, we have to move our clocks up again, right? Spring forward. So anything for the weekend, weather-wise, we need to know about?
No, it's actually looking really good. Okay. Nice and beautiful and sunny and comfortable. We're just going to lose that hour of sleep is the only downfall.
Yeah. Okay.
Good deal. All right, Brittany. Thank you so much.
I can't really afford that. I can't lose an hour of sleep.
You can't lose an hour of sleep? Okay.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot. Brittany, I appreciate that.
That's our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
It's just a reminder, you know, that's what's going to happen again and again and again and again.
Okay.
It's back and forth. It's snow, melt, snow, melt.
It's that time of year.
Warm, grill out.
Yeah.
You've been around the sun 75 times, 74 times? You'd think you would be fine with it at this point.
You would think that, but, you know, when you have a nice mild winter like this, you expect to get nice mild weather for the rest of the winter.
Mm-hmm. It's not going
to
happen.
Well, you should also have been around the sun enough times to know that you can get snow in April and May sometimes.
Yeah. That's true.
Just that time of year.
All right.
Well, a reminder, everybody, we're going to be filling in on the Civic Media Radio Network this afternoon for Dom. So if you want to tune in, we'll be on from 4 till 6 this afternoon.
We'll be playing a lot of the cuts, the reaction to what happened on Friday afternoon between Trump and Zelensky, going through a whole bunch of them, actually, more so than what we're getting to here, and getting your calls.
We'll get some fresh reaction
on that. Yeah. I'm sure you had the entire weekend to think about this.
How could you get away with it?
Oh my God.
I mean,
this is just, well,
it's
the Oscars
blown
helped.
Up.
The Oscars helped a little bit.
It was a great show last night.
I did.
Conan O'Brien,
Great escapism. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I saw the story after the humiliating U.S. A debacle that happened on Friday afternoon on the world stage. Trump jetted off to Florida, played some golf.
Did he?
He now spent 35% of his presidency on vacation.
So far.
Burning through $20 million plus in taxpayer dollars. The laziest president in U.S. history.
Okay.
All right, just mark that on the calendar. Maybe we'll have that as a national day
on your calendar. I just checked the Trump golf tracker right now. The percentage of time spent golfing in his presidency so far is 26.2%.
Oh, okay.
He spent more than a quarter of his presidency golfing.
Wow. I
updated that. Okay.
All right.
Matt has been holding on the phone a long time here.
Out in Middleton.
Yes. Matt, go ahead with your call.
Hey, guys. Thanks again for what you do.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm rather confused because it seems like MAGA is just a movement built on anger, ignorance, and psychotic decision-making, because if you looked at the world clearly, you would see that Trump basically, with that Zelensky fallout, just gave China the role of the responsible world leader. We are now the petulant child that just complains and wants to take things from people. And if you looked at the world kind of sensibly, you would think that a tripolar world is something we're entering, but America seems, with MAGA, seems to think that we're still the big tough guys. But we're really not. China's military is now ready to handle us in the Pacific. We've just cut off all our allies. We're going to be alone because of Trump and MAGA. So what is it you think they're really doing? Are they really that stupid? Or what do you think MAGA's actually up to? Do they want to just collapse everything? Or
I think they are that stupid. I don't think they're thinking ahead. It's a transactional administration. We were warned about that, and this is what is happening with a transactional administration. Now China can go after Taiwan. They can do whatever they want at this point. If there's a transaction to be had with this administration, and that bodes not so well for the rest of the world at this point. So it's scary, Matt. And thanks for depressing me even more at this point. All right?
Matt.
Well, China might be a better world leader than us, though. We don't know that yet.
Oh, yeah.
We don't.
Yeah, we don't.
Matt, thank you for that call.
Appreciate it.
We'll take more calls here. 608-879-8255. But coming up next, we'll get the Midwest Farm Report. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX. Keep it right here.
Can't wait.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Department Store, which this week only is featuring its annual clearance sale. No, not clearance. This is their clearance sale. Any customer named Clarence will receive 15% off any purchase during this week only. Offer void where not prohibited by law.
Gordy's clapping.
Yay.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7.
It's 7:35. It's a little cool out there this morning. We're at 33 degrees now, highs close to 50, and maybe some showers late this afternoon and this evening. We just got word that our text line has been down all morning, but
That's
they
right.
fixed it. So now a whole bunch of texts have come through, but we have no idea when they were sent.
It's just pouring in.
They're jumbled.
We apologize for not getting to any could have been text.
From earlier this morning, it could have been, I don't know, but we have a bunch of them, and they're not time-stamped, so we don't have any idea which ones are current. But let's go to the phone lines right now.
We've got Dick on the line right now.
Good morning, Dick.
Welcome to the program, Dick.
Go ahead with your call.
Well, we have morphed somewhat away from, you remember Reagan during the test, the radio test? I just signed legislation outlawing Russia and the bombing starts in 10 minutes.
Right.
We seem, in this collective idea that the Democrats... The reason there isn't much response so far is they don't exactly know collectively what to say. Well, I'll say it for them, and maybe they could repeat after me at some point. The man is a Russian asset / traitor to the country, period.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. A lot of people were speculating that much earlier than this Friday debacle, but at this point... In fact, now he's angry that people are not siding with Russia on this. You know,
right? Well, just, even some Republicans are starting to speak up. Finally, not
think.
Many, but
yeah, not many.
Know, there's a handful of
and
them.
And the Democrats are certainly taking advantage of this at town halls in red districts. So,
yeah, Dick.
Well, it was wonderful the way Lindsey Graham spoke 2 weeks ago, and then. After that debacle, I think it's obvious that he's certifiably insane, or he's definitely in some form of dementia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I brought that in. Lindsey Graham, I wonder if I've got that handy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here it is. It's cut 9.
Dick, thank you for that phone call.
This is 14 days.
He
said one thing, and then 14 days later, which is a couple of days ago, he had another take on it. So
yeah,
let's
that was Lindsey
to
Graham that was talking about Zelensky 2 weeks ago. Yeah. They were all buddy-buddy.
They were together.
Everything was good. Then after that Oval Office meeting, not so great.
All right, let's play cut nine.
Okay. I want to tell you and your people, you're the ally I've been hoping for all my life. Not one American has died defending Ukraine. You've taken our weapons and you've kicked their ass. And I'm very proud to have you as our ally. And I don't know if we can ever do business with Zelensky again. I think most Americans saw a guy that they would not want to go in business with. The way he handled the meeting, the way he confronted the president, was just over the top. So I think the relationship between Ukraine and America is important, vitally important. But can Zelensky do a deal with the United States? After what I saw, I don't know.
You don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's amazing. That guy is so unusual, so strange. He just changes.
He goes back and forth quite a lot.
Yeah, Rubio changed dramatically as well.
He didn't have anything to say during the Oval Office meeting. He just sat there. I think he was stunned, actually. But, he didn't have much to say until afterwards.
You know, when he and the other candidates for president were running, Rubio had a lot of things to say about Trump.
Yeah, none of them good.
And I think we should play this. This is cut 21. Now that we brought up Marco Rubio in this whole situation, can you imagine now sitting on the couch with Zelensky at that meeting and watching what happened? And this, he should remember what he said way back when he was running for president. Let's listen.
I will never stop until we keep a con man from taking over the party of Reagan and the conservative movement. He's a con man, and I'll tell you why. Number one, people are angry and frustrated and scared about the future, okay? People are working harder than they've ever worked in their lives, and they're running in place. And he swoops in and is taking advantage of that. He's taking advantage of that. He's telling people, I'm going to fight for the little guy. I'm fighting for the working class. Here's what he doesn't tell them. He has spent a career in business, 50 years, sticking it to the little guy. Sticking it to the little guy. When his companies went bankrupt, the first people that didn't get paid were the subcontractors, the plumbers and the pipe fitters and the people that laid bricks and all those people that worked for a living. They didn't get paid. He got his money. They didn't get theirs. He's going around telling people, I'm fighting to keep other countries from taking our jobs. What is he talking about? You ever bought a Trump tie? If you buy a Trump tie, you're not just getting a tacky tie. You're buying a tie made in China or in Mexico. He portrays himself as the strongest guy on illegal immigration. That's fine, but Trump Tower was built by illegal immigrants from Poland, who he paid $4 an hour, $12 hours a day. Okay, a judge found that he was involved in a conspiracy to defraud these workers of their pay. Even now, in Florida, he has a hotel or something down there. And 300 Americans have applied for jobs at that hotel. All of them got turned down. Instead, he brings workers from other countries. He acts like he's some sort of tough guy. He's not a tough guy. This is the first guy that asked for Secret Service protection. First guy. The other day he told the protester, I wish I could punch you in the face. Donald Trump has never punched anyone in the face, okay?
Unbelievable.
That's Marco Rubio from a few years back.
I guess he forgot what he said way back when.
Apparently.
I guess. It says here, Americans who say Russia is an enemy. In 2023, 64% said that. Now only 34% think that Russia is an enemy. This is truly...
This is a CNN poll.
Yeah. Wow.
That's just getting some airplay
here.
You know,
we also should go back to the debate, the only debate between Kamala and Trump.
No.
Kamala was right. Just like Hillary Clinton was, right? You know, we're playing cuts from Hillary. Mm. Now we can play cuts from Kamala, and this is cut 12. This is what she predicted back then.
I believe the reason that Donald Trump says that this war would be over within 24 hours is because he would just give it up, and that's not who we are as Americans. Let's understand what happened here. I actually met with Zelensky a few days before Russia invaded tried through force to change territorial boundaries, to defy one of the most important international rules and norms, which is the importance of sovereignty and territorial integrity. And I met with President Zelensky. I shared with him American intelligence about how he could defend himself. Days later, I went to NATO's eastern flank, to Poland and Romania. And through the work that I and others did, we brought 50 countries together to support Ukraine in its righteous defense. And because of our support, because of the air defense, the ammunition, the artillery, the javelins, the Abrams tanks that we have provided, Ukraine stands as an independent and free country. If Donald Trump were president, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv right now. And understand what that would mean, because Putin's agenda is not just about Ukraine. Understand why the European allies and our NATO allies are so thankful that you are no longer president and that we understand the importance of the greatest military alliance the world has ever known, which is NATO, and what we have done to preserve the ability of Zelensky and the Ukrainians to fight for their independence. Otherwise, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv with his eyes on the rest of Europe, starting with Poland. And why don't you tell the 800,000 Polish Americans right here in Pennsylvania how quickly you would give up for the sake of favor and what you think is a friendship with what is known to be a dictator who would eat you for lunch.
Wow. That's Kamala Harris.
Nailing
during the campaign.
Nailing it. And you know, the sick thing, and I was watching the video on this as a recording the audio for you. Trump never had eye contact with Kamala throughout the debate. Never looked at her. That is an amazingly petty, horrible thing that, you know, I just can't get over the kind of person this man is. And having my brothers vote for this guy just to see what would happen. You know, just wait and see was their line to me during the Christmas get-together that we had. I just can't believe that they weren't aware of all of this, everything, the little things that he does. Again, not looking at Kamala during the debate, one debate that they had, never looked at her at all.
Have you talked to your brothers since then?
No, I'm afraid. I'm afraid... I'm afraid to, because I'm afraid of what I might say.
So have you waited long enough to see what's going on? Maybe that, just get a check.
I'm not check. That kind of person, you know. I'm not the kind of person to say, "See, I told you so." Right? I will not do that, and I'm afraid to bring it up now completely, because it's just I am so right. And they are so wrong, and I just don't know. I just don't want to make a thing about it. We never have disagreements in our family. We've never had a disagreement.
I understand.
So I don't want to start now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just leave it for the time being.
Yeah, I'd much rather they turn up at my funeral.
Oh, wow. Okay. 7:45, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back on. The biggest sale of the year at Verlo. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. It's the Mismatch Sale. It's happening on the Madison East Side location and in the West Side location. Wake up, sleep better, Verlo.com. That's Verlo.com. Ask about their lifetime comfort guarantee.
Yes.
Getting some more texts.
We're going through the texts that we finally got. Something happened to it. We weren't getting the text. All of a sudden, it's just a big flood of texts here.
Yeah, they got it fixed, and now we're getting all of them.
Doug in St. Francis, it's ironic that in Trump's supposedly new hyper-masculine world, the only real man in the Oval Office was Zelensky, the leader of a country fighting for democracy in a war against Russia. It's for sure wasn't Trump. A guy with 4 Vietnam-era draft deferments. You know,
we forget about that.
They were making a big deal about what Zelensky wore to this little meeting. This is something he's a common man. That's what he's trying to get across with his clothing.
Yeah, and after some people were complaining about that, but then I saw some pictures of like Winston Churchill visiting FDR, and he was in he was in the same kind of gear,
right?
Just because he'd come from the war room or wherever.
He gave up his wealth.
Yeah.
All of his wealth for the people of his country, and he doesn't want to dress, overdress right now. Yeah. And, you know, he'll put on a suit maybe later if they win the war. He'll certainly, you know, dress normally again. But at this point, he's with the soldiers. He's with the people of Ukraine.
That's what
it's all about. And that's not something that Trump is ever going to understand.
No.
Ever. Now, Doug also mentioned here, people are struggling with what the call letters WMDX stand for. We were trying to figure that out, too. Obviously, the first three letters, WMD, stand for woke mind disease. What does the X stand for?
I vote extravaganza. Woke mind disease extravaganza.
It just kind of rolls off the tongue.
That's really good. Okay. Yeah, I like that.
So our WMDX text line is open now. So you can call us. You can text us, 608-879-8255, or just use the Civic Media app, and you can call or text right from the app.
And WMDX sunset time is 5:49 this afternoon.
Write that down.
Oh, yeah.
It's important information. Right. Traffic is moving along smoothly downtown. It's cloudy. And right now, 33 degrees. Highs today, close to 50. Maybe some rain late this afternoon and into tonight.
You know, as we sit here hyperventilating over what happened on Friday,
yes,
there's some calming effect, you know, watching the workers out there on State Street cleaning up and making it look as nice as it always does look.
Yeah.
You know?
The leaf blowers out there, the street cleaner.
All is well in Madison.
7:49. When we come back, we'll get some tidbits, some odds and ends. Leftovers right around the corner on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers.
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning. Just a few minutes to go with our show today, but we will be filling in this afternoon for Dom Salvia from 4 to 6 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network, so tune in then. I know this is supposed to be leftovers, stuff that's, you know, we haven't gotten to yet, but there was another breaking story this morning that fired 800 NOAA workers, including forecasters and some others. 800 workers from the National...
How do you recover from that?
Well, good question. National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. 800 workers have been let go on that. So we'll be following that story. Hey, Catherine Lake joins us now.
How is it even?
What do you mean, what's the big deal? Into the studio, barged in.
There's no climate change or anything. Why do we need NOAA?
Yeah, the military doesn't need to know the weather information all around the world. So let's cut 800 workers.
I'm giving over. I'm going to become MAGA. I'm done with you people.
You're going to go to the other side?
I know.
I don't understand anything you're saying.
You know what? You don't need to understand anything at this point anymore because we have the one person.
Confusion.
We got the guy taking care of that guy. The guy that's sitting next to the president. What's his name again?
Elon.
Right.
Elon with the chainsaw.
We elected him to be, you know, that.
Yeah.
What he's doing, right? We elected him to do.
No, we didn't elect Elon.
We didn't vet him.
We didn't.
We didn't do anything. He's just in there doing whatever he wants.
But he's really smart.
But he's
got
very
$1 million.
He's never really created anything before. But he's really smart. He's used money to buy things.
He's gotten $20 billion in government contracts, but we hired him anyway.
Well, that is very smart, isn't it? You can't get a government contract unless you're very smart.
Right.
Well, he didn't come up with Tesla at all either, but
that was not his deal.
He was there to watch them design it, and he had suggestions for how to design the body of the vehicles.
Well,
and that
of course,
they had,
that truck he's come out with is very
That was a very good idea.
Popular.
Very good.
Very
having
popular.
Right angles, you know, metal sheets placed together instead of just, you know,
fall apart
my head
all
can't
the time.
Wrap around how stupid that vehicle is. But yes, I mean, man is a genius. The guy who's writing a bio on him said that he's never created anything. He's bought everything. And that's essentially it. Now he's tearing apart the government. This is a guy who came to the U.S. as a student not long ago, became a citizen as well, illegitimately, of course. But he came to this country. He's unfamiliar with this country. He doesn't know anything about it. And all he's doing now is just tearing it piece by piece away from all of us who have lived here, cherished it, expected what we expect from this country, and now he's taking it all away from us. And I can't believe, I don't know how we're going to replace all this stuff. How are we going to bring Noah back again once this guy is gone? You know, this parasite, this transactional president.
You know, there is a glimmer of hope, though, because the president will have the presidential address tomorrow. And I'm sure Elon will be up in the skybox there along with some other guests. Right. And, you know, maybe he'll bring the chainsaw with him.
Used to be called, State of the Union, but we don't have a union anymore. That's kind of breaking up.
They don't call it that
anymore.
This
is time for the State of the Union. It should be called State of the Union.
It should be, yes. It's a presidential address. A dictator address is what it is.
That's all it is. Yeah. I'm sure we'll have coverage of that. Yes, good morning.
One day. You've already got ink on your forehead. Glory, what the heck are you doing?
He's just doodling on his forehead.
Doodling on his own forehead.
Writing phone numbers on there.
Just to make sure.
Do I really? What happened?
I don't know.
What happened? Why didn't you guys say something?
See, I didn't
notice.
You're
like 10 feet away from me. I can't see that
I can't
from here.
See it. It's on the other side of your head. What the hell?
I don't know what happened. I do have a leaky pen here, though. This is
my pen doesn't work. It's like the
what is
like
it with
bad
these pens?
Pen
these pens used to be good.
It's National Bad Pen Day.
I tell you, get yourself a Bic. You won't have that problem.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Those are
you can take your
pens.
Damn Bic.
Hey. Let's keep it clean. All right.
You know, By the way, I think everybody else can identify with the old Bic pens.
Oh,
with
the old ones.
Yeah,
oh,
those.
Remember they explode in your
yes.
pocket and would ruin your shirts, ruin
right,
your
they
jeans.
They were like thermometers in your pocket. Right. If they heated up enough, it was ink all over the place.
Yeah. By the way, you can sign up for the WMDX newsletter. You can just go to WMDXradio.com and sign up with your email. The editions come out every Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. Is that right, Catherine? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Catherine does a great job of, keeping us updated with what's happening around the area.
I don't do any of that. I just throw other people's stories into a newsletter, and you're welcome.
Really?
It's
okay.
Savannah's work and the whole WMDX news team.
You just throw it at the wall, see
I
what
just
sticks.
See what sticks, and then if they click on it, I'm happy. Hey,
and by the way, Savannah did a great job.
She did.
She will be with us every morning at 7:06.
Savannah Tomei Olson.
Yes,
your WMDX newswoman getting time for you in the morning. I can't believe it.
It's great.
It's great.
And also new, we have our email address, the John and Gordy email address. That's set up so you can send us an email at jag@civicmedia.us.
Jag,
John and Gordy. Okay. You get that? Okay.
And how about the Best of Madison? How'd that go? Do you know?
We don't know yet.
Oh, my
gosh.
We'll
find out if we had enough entries to get nominated. That's hopefully, right. We'll find out sometime
soon. I miss
soon.
Filling in that survey every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It became a part of the
It was a day.
Moment.
Every day, yes. Yeah. And your wife for author, Ann Voss Peterson?
That's right, yes.
I looked for her book at Barnes & Noble this weekend. My daughter
was
wanted
it
to
there?
Go.
Did you find it?
Mauling. So
was there
something
there?
I did not find her there.
Really?
I went into the romance.
Well,
and in mystery.
You know, the thing about that is that they don't really focus on any of that, the romance thing. But she's not doing the romance anymore, though. It's mostly spy thrillers and stuff like that.
I didn't get through the spy thriller.
And, of course, the...
The porn.
The humorous porn books
romance.
That she put together.
What's wrong with
you? It's porn.
That's what it is.
It's porn.
Isn't
50
it?
50 Shades of Grey is a romance.
It's It used to be 50 Shades of Alice.
Hey, coming up tomorrow on the big show, Lisa Bernard will join us from the Dane County Humane Society. They recently got 100 pets airlifted to Wisconsin. She'll tell us about that.
Well, thanks for bailing us out of that there, Gordy.
Stephanie Miller is coming up next, John. And then again, we're filling in for Dom this afternoon from 4 to 6. Have a great day.
Bye.
So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.